Millions of Iranians are voting today to decide that country's next president. The choice comes down to the current president, Hassan Rouhani, and his challenger, Ebrahim Raisi. It's shaping up to be an election about the economy and free expression. NPR's Steve Inskeep is there. Steve, where exactly is there? Where are you?
Hi, Robin. I am in the northern part of Tehran, which is a huge megacity. It spreads over many miles and climbs up the side of the Alborz Mountains. And I'm in the cleaner air up near the top in this lovely park, watching people walking around with their families. And just down the hill from me, as we're talking, is a polling station. It's a bus, actually, and many people are lined up outside the bus to cast their ballots just at the end of the voting time. There are buses all over Tehran, as well as polling places inside mosques, which is really common.
Well, but, you know, for those, you know, maybe tuning in and thinking, what, a fair and free election in Iran? Is that really happening? Is it really
okay,
happening?
There's an election. There's an election in Iran. Is it fair and free? That is a matter of debate. I think Americans would not see it so. There is a special governmental body that restricts the number of people who can run. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people filed to run for president, and only a few are actually allowed to run in the end. The media is not nearly as free as in other places, and the most powerful institutions are essentially state-controlled. But with that said, I want to emphasize there is a choice that people have, and a choice in direction, and there is a definite debate in Iran, and you get a lot of passionate opinions from people on the street as well.
I want to hear from people on the street, but we should just say as well, it's not as if you're sitting there with a microphone waving around, because that might still be dangerous, and that's why we're speaking to you on your phone, casually here.
I mean, maybe the word would be irritating. Somebody might start asking, do you have permission to be in exactly this point, doing this precise thing?
Okay, well, keep talking on your phone there. Look, the country's supreme leader is the one who holds ultimate power, not the president. But what are Iranians telling you about how much this election matters to them?
Well, when Hassan Rouhani was first elected president in 2013, it was a big deal for the country. The previous president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, had in many ways further isolated Iran from the wider world, which is something that people clearly did not like and which they signaled that they did not like by electing Rouhani, who said that he would provide greater connections to the world and greater freedoms at home. And since that election, Rouhani made a nuclear deal with the United States and other world powers, which really has made a difference in Iran, not as much as many people wanted. And there's a lot of disappointment with Rouhani. The economy is not particularly improved, at least in ways that ordinary people can measure in their lives. But there is a degree of greater openness here, and there is a degree of economic activity that wasn't happening before, and a degree of connection with other places that wasn't there before.
So Rouhani is, you know, more the moderate, more reaching out. But what does Ebrahim Raisi represent? That's his challenger.
Well, it's really interesting, Robin. He's seen as far more conservative. He's someone who is very little known on the Iranian political scene until very recently. He was appointed to run a gigantic religious foundation that supports a very important shrine in the city of Mashhad. So it's a fairly powerful position, but obscure in terms of the public. But he is believed to be close to Iran's supreme leader and someone who represents a far more conservative point of view. Now, is there that much of a difference? Some people would disagree. We spoke with a newspaper editor of an English language publication called the Financial Tribune, which opened just in the last couple of years. His name is Khosrow Ghadiri. He's aware that people are very anxious about what this election could mean, but he's been telling people it's not that big a deal. It's just one guy who's part of a very, very complicated system. Let's listen.
They both think that if the other comes to the office, if the other comes to the power, then there will be a disaster. But I don't think so. It doesn't make much difference because you have the parliament, you have the Guardian Council. It doesn't depend only on one man named president.
He's referring to other power centers in Iran's government, which has a lot of checks and balances. He didn't even get around to mentioning the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who's more powerful than any president. And it is true, government is very complicated. It's hard to move it in a new direction. And look at the United States. Donald Trump came to office promising huge change and has found out that many of of his promises have been very hard to keep as well. So it's a fair point that we don't know how much difference any one election will make, although we do know that here in Iran, the last one did make a difference.
You remind us that candidate Donald Trump vilified the Iran nuclear deal. As president, he just extended it. NPR's Steve Inskeep, there in Tehran, as Iranians go to the polls today to vote for a new president. Lucky you. Steve, thank you.
Always a pleasure to talk with you, Robin. Thanks.